Episode 162, Prioritize Your Life Made Easy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? I am excited you are here. It is our time now, right? Are the kids asleep? Shh. We want them to take their naps, right? Or maybe your hubby is away for a moment and now you get to have your chill time. Maybe you're running. Well, you just keep running harder because you can do it. I know you can. Today, we're going to be chatting about Prioritize Your Life Made Easy. I'm telling you, when the summer happens, it's just like the schedules go erratic. They are just like totally out there and nothing is where you want it to be. And it really got me thinking. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to share because that's what I'm here for, right? We've got to share our hearts because we are so much better together. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm thrilled. I'm honored that you are part of our family. I hope you're beginning to feel a part of your family. No, I'm still number one, trying to get out there more on social media. As you know, when you talk to me, you are actually talking to me directly. So when you see a post out there, it is me who is posting. I really like to make it real, authentic. This is what you get, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I just love it. You know, I think that's what life is. And we can learn from each other. We can learn from our mistakes. We can grow within our celebrations and our challenges. And that's what makes life awesome. So thank you so much for coming. And if you are just now finding us, oh my goodness, you are on the right train. Thank you for jumping in and joining the revolution. You know what? It is a blessing that you are here. And I truly mean that. I'm praying for you. And I look forward to meeting you one of these days. I have got mega dreams for where Create Your Now is going to go, and Lord willing, a lot of those will come true, and one of those being able to meet you all. All right, well, enough of that, because I could go on and on and how literally how awesome you are, because I truly do mean that. It more than warms my heart, and I really am serious about that. I know sometimes I linger on it a little too much, but I think it's important that you know that you are loved and that you are cared for, that you are being prayed for. And it's so important to feel part of a group, part of a family, because sometimes, you know what? We're walking around life and we're not part of a family. We feel very lost and lonely. And that's not fun to have those. We want to feel love and affection and joy. And so I hope these few moments give you that. So we got to get on with it, with to prioritize your life made easy. Now, you know, truly, truly trying to get it all done right. I mean, come on, mom of five, being a wife too. I cannot believe our anniversary is coming up around the corner. And don't forget, Father's Day. Okay. If you are listening to this as we are rolling this out, Father's Day is happening this coming Sunday. Okay. That is, I believe, June 21st, I believe. So mark your calendars. Regardless, with your children, whoever is the father of your children, it is very important that those children have a relationship with their father. I pray it's not an estranged relationship. I pray that it's one that is a healthy one. And so with that, I really encourage you. I'm going to do a special on it and you're going to hear about it, but have them, if nothing else, draw a picture or write words of what their dad means to them. Have them write that down. If they can't write, they can color a picture. They can pick something out on the computer and you can print it and they can color it. There's so many neat ways. And so we're going to have a special on that. But I just want you to know that it's really important that we feel together as a family. And when it comes to scheduling and prioritizing, I think sometimes that gets lost. And what happens is we're dealing with everybody else's emergencies. How many emergencies do you tend to in a day? Think about it. All the texts that you get? I mean, come on. They want an answer like right that second, right? Mommy, I need this, right? Oh, you get that okay, we can't count how many times. Emails, best friends, phone calls, family phone calls, bill payments. You got job demands on top of it all. Animal love, they got to be fed and watered too, right? You're volunteering at VBS. You've got groceries to shop for the week. You've got meal planning. Oh my goodness, you're exhausted. And that's just the beginning of the list. We haven't even exhausted literally how many other things are going on. And none of it, if you think about it, none of it deals with you and your priorities. And you wonder why mommyhood is so tough. Why when our children grow up and we become quote unquote empty nesters, we're like, well, who am I? Or they get older and they go into elementary or middle school, and all of a sudden we're finding ourselves going, I'm not sure what happened, but I think I lost myself. My name was Mommy, and now I don't know who I am. It gets very confusing. And when it comes to scheduling and prioritizing literally your daily schedule and your life and what it is, it can get so complicated that you just want to spit and say a few words. And I can say sometimes I probably have spit and said a few words, not those kind of four-letter words, but words, well, yeah, we still won't say them. They're not happy words, though. You're mad, you're angry, and you just can't get it all done. You want to make it easy. So really, what does it mean to prioritize? I looked this up. The definition of to prioritize, the definition of it is designate or treat something as important than other things. Okay, so to prioritize something is to designate or treat something as important than other things. So, for example, to emphasize or concentrate on, to focus on, to expedite. Okay, you take it up to the next level. It's higher, right? You've moved up to the front of the line when you prioritize something, right? Another definition is determine the order in dealing with like a series of items or tasks according to their relative importance. So like we can rank things, it could be an order or a grade, or some of you have heard the word triage. Now, my medical background that I absolutely love, yes, I was a pre-med major. I was on my way to medical school, and guess what happened? I got pregnant with our first baby. And so I made a choice, and it was a very hard decision, but when I absolutely, positively, 120,000,000% do not regret, and that is choosing to be available for my daughter. And so I did not go to medical school. I wanted to be there. I still worked outside the home, but my dedication, I knew I was going to miss basically her younger years. It was going to, I would be a first year student when she was born. It was going to, it'd be more than crazy. So with that, I love the word triage. Okay. And I think sometimes as moms, that's what we need to think about. We need to look at the order of things, and that order of things sometimes actually changes on a day-to-day basis. However, I want to throw in a caution here, a big red flag. I want you to really think about your responsibilities versus your priorities, okay? As a mom, as a wife, as a career person, whatever job you hold, you have certain responsibilities that are expected of you, okay? Those responsibilities still need to come in when you're prioritizing in your life. But we're not going to that nth degree today, okay? Does that make sense? So we're not talking about getting your kids up, brushing their teeth, and you know, how do you actually obtain a schedule? It's prioritizing your life, the bigger spectrum, the broader spectrum, looking at going, okay, I don't want to get right into the nitty gritty, but I want to have the overall view. How do I get there? Because I've got goals, but I don't know how to get to those bigger goals, and they get lost. And the only thing I am doing are my responsibilities and then all the emergencies. And that's usually what's happening, right? We get stuck in everybody else's emergencies, and we are not at all focused on our priorities. Now, that's not saying it. I don't want you to think you're coming off selfish when you say my priorities. It's not about your priorities, okay? It is because it's your focus. God created you for a purpose, on purpose, right? And so, if you're not doing something, then you're not being obedient to him and you're falling short. Not necessarily always falling short of God. That's not what I'm saying directly, indirectly maybe. But what I am saying is you are selling yourself short and you are living a life that is eventually going to feel unfulfilled. Does that make sense? Think about it. Chew on that. Just what I just said for a minute. I know it's a lot to take in, but this is really important because, I mean, moms, we got it tough and we're just all wrapped around and it's just so sticky and the stress of life can be just sticky all the time, you know? And so that brings me to the ultimate kiss. Guess what? It's PB&J. Oh yeah, baby. It's PB&J. I'm telling you, that is your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. You need to have a PB&J to keep the stress of life less sticky. All right, are you ready? Here we go. We're going to break it down. Number one, the P is prime time. You need to figure out in order to prioritize your life, made easy, you need to figure out your prime time, okay? You need to look, if you have younger children who are still napping, guess what? Your prime time might be during their nap time, okay? Now, you may be limited on that prime time, okay? Think about just the term prime time. Okay, I like to think about it as TV. We all know TV, right? Okay, I don't care if you got Netflix. I don't care if you're watching it on a DVR, whatever. TV, okay? We have the prime time shows. I'm putting air quotes up here. Prime time shows, okay? They're called prime time. Why? Because most of the people are going to be watching them then. And that's the biggest audience. That's when your advertisers come in and they pay mega bucks to have those, you know, advertisements placed in front of you so they can have their products right there. That's prime time. It's prime real estate, right? That's what you're talking about. When is your prime time of production? When do you work best? When you look at your responsibilities in life, okay? Your daily responsibilities. Where does your prime time fit in? If you're working a full-time job and you're trying to start a network marketing company and you're a consultant for somebody and you're coming in and you're wanting to get started, you're actually needing to work within the nooks and crannies of your day. And so that prioritizing that, your prime time might be around your lunchtime and break time. That's your prime time. Well, if that's your given prime time, that's precious time, okay? So prime time is your precious time. So that's your P, okay? Number two, remember, it's PB&J. That's what we need to have the stress of life less sticky, all right? B is boundaries. Oh, my gosh, boundaries. You got to set up boundaries. Okay. Yes. I'm telling you, that text that comes in does not need to be answered every single time. Now, I've got to admit and confess to you that when I first got my phone, okay, mine, I had an Android phone when I first got mine, and this was, oh, I don't know how many years ago, maybe it's about 4 years ago. I have been a little bit behind the scenes. I didn't really text. Our kids were younger. I didn't need to. My husband had his for work and all, but I didn't need to. And it was just more money out the door. I wanted to save the money and budget it for other things. Anyway, long story short, confession here is when I first got it, man, a text came in. I was like, oh, I got to answer it right now. And the next one, you know, and I'd find myself like, I was being controlled. I was like this text mama robot, you know, that anytime a text came in, and it wasn't my kids texting. It was church or it was friends or it was my family or it was my husband. And yeah, not that they're not important, but they didn't necessarily have to be answered right then. So you need to set up boundaries, okay? You need to set up boundaries. Figure out what's right for you, whether it's texting, emailing, Facebooking, whether it's watching too much TV, whether it's maybe you're under watching too much TV. Maybe you're overcommitted and you need to cut back. Some people don't think about it that way, but you got to. Some people are literally overcommitted. I can remember when we quote unquote downsized and I created boundaries within our family. And I said, okay, guys, you need to start, you're getting old enough, you need to start gathering your focuses. What do you really love? Because we can't do everything. There's five of you. And you can do a lot, but you all can't do 10 things each because then none of us will be breathing. We'll all be dead, and because we won't have a life and we will be coming and going. We'll be always sick. No. So sometimes you need to downsize, okay? So boundaries. So you have prime time and boundaries. Number three, no with love. The N is no, PB&J, no with love. You need to learn to love the word no in the most respectful and graceful way. I am one who hated the word no, meaning I never said it. I was one who, yes, oh, you need help? I would love to help you. Oh, yeah, I can do that too. Oh, I would love to help you with that. I am right there. Be there. And well, I can't make it in 5 minutes, but I can make it in 15. Great. See you then. Oh my gosh. My life was being overwhelmed and overrun by everybody else's schedule, everybody else's priorities. What happened to mine? So in order to prioritize my life and to make it easy, it was learning to say no with love. And it can simply be this. Maybe you're one who's like, I just can't say the word no. Okay, that's fine. Then you can say, you know what, Susie? I so appreciate that you thought of me for this project. I really need to go back. I need to look at my schedule and I need to talk to my husband. Okay, if that's true for you. Okay, if not, say, I need a chance to look at my schedule. I will get back to you in 2 days. Give him a time limit. Okay. That gives you the freedom to breathe for a minute, to think. You don't have to give her a response. You're not making up an excuse, but it's giving you your breath time of saying, okay, now I get to go look at my priorities. I can go check and see, because maybe what you're being asked to do, it does fit in with one of your priorities. But if you're so quick to jump to say yes, 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 then what's happening is you're just a yeser, not a knower. And you're really, truly not prioritizing your life. And it's not going to become easy. It's only going to get more challenging. Okay. All right. So learn to say no, no with love. All right. And number four, PB&J, you got to juggle, baby. You got to juggle, juggle, juggle. This is where you're creating flexibility and freedom. We get so trapped and so kind of engulfed in all the little things and the to-dos and we got to get this done and I have to answer this. And man, if I don't empty out my email box, I'm a failure. I got to get it to zero. If you looked at my email box, you would freak out. Because I have emails there, well, from the day that I opened my email address. Why? Well, because I actually do go back and look at them on some of them. Now, I've gotten rid of a lot of things, but that's just me. That's how I file. That's how I organize, okay? Maybe it's not right for you, but for me, it works. So it's not about, okay, you got to get all this right because everybody says this is the way. But one thing you have to know and do successfully, being a woman, number one, and number two, a mama, okay? Either way you look at it, you got to juggle, okay? You got to be flexible. You got to create the freedom. You've got to, when you look at your priorities and you're prioritizing your life, you got to have space in there. Sometimes you have to do things in what? You heard me say it before, the nooks and crannies. That's the little things. Today, again, I was at the college and taking care of my son with his college orientation and getting things done. And I wasn't able to do my normal to-dos on how I prioritize my day because of the schedule. And I was fine with that. But guess what? That led me to what? My juggle. I had to be able to juggle. And so I had to flip-flop some things around. I had to create some freedom and some flexibility within my schedule. And guess what? Even now, sitting here recording with you, I have been able to take care of all my priorities for the day. Yeah, it took some kind of, you know, I had to move this here and that there, but it still all worked. And I had to be a little bit flexible, and that's great, right? But if you don't learn to juggle, you're just going to flop is what's going to happen. And that's not the F that you want. You want to create flexibility and freedom. You got to juggle. So have your PB&J to keep the stress of life less sticky. It will help you prioritize your life and make it so, so much easier. Take these little sticky steps. Okay, sticky just because it's PB&J, right? We all love PB&J. I don't know what your favorite flavor is. I tend to go for fresh strawberries. Yum. But most of the time, I eat mine kind of weird. I don't use the bread. But anyway, that's for a whole nother thing. So I want you to go out today and I want you to think about your PB&J and how you can take that and prioritize your life and truly make it easier. Okay. I love you so very much. Don't complicate things. Don't let life stress you out unnecessarily. Begin to find the joy in it. Relish in the joy, because I'm telling you, in a blink of an eye, it can be gone. And then what happens is you find yourself and you're living in regret, which leads to bitterness. And that's not a life that's joy and vibrant, okay? So go out, make it an amazing, incredible day, because you know what? You are incredible. Be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. Go amplify your life and love your journey. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.